Washington, breathe in those opioids. Thank you, members of the media, but I'd like to think of you all as my friends. Quick snap for the content.
Simon, will you follow me?
No, but I will be giving out some Harris New Energy merch later on as a thank you for hardly covering that time 2 weeks ago when I made the 10-year-old housing crisis out to be the fault of this year's immigrants.
That was actually a disgrace.
It's called Harris washing. Get used to it or be blocked. Lol talk. Right, time to adjust the face for my Middle East frown and can-do nodding. Soft serve me some questions.
Taoiseach, much of your high approval rating is based on your tough talking against Israel. Are you going to criticise America to Joe Biden's face now for arming their war on Gaza?
Well, if you thought that I was going to go in there and shy away from speaking truth to the president just because he's the most powerful person in the world and comparatively I'm like a doormat to the Yanks, then you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, we love you, Simon!
Now, far more importantly, I am going into the Oval Office to get the memes, posts, reels and profile pics of a freaking lifetime. I love you guys. Later.
Oh, hey, T-Shop. Whoa.
Mr. President.
You've lost weight, man.
Yeah, wait. No, we changed leaders there over the summer, but wow, I'm in the Oval Office. Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm West Wing fanboying so hard right now.
Change leader. So did America. It's no joke. I had to back down or else the donors are going to pull the money.
Yeah.
It's amazing what can happen in America when someone threatens to cancel the dollars.
Oh, yes.
Hey, someone should try that with Israel.
Although I'd never suggest you do such a thing, sir. There are only TikTok vibe likes in bashing Israel. Bashing America now for funding Israel's war machine would have the IDA wetting themselves and falling over.
Right. Stairs.
Sorry, what?
They fall over because stairs. The fool Donald Trump thinks he was the only one nearly assassinated. I've survived several murder attempts by stairs.
What are you talking about?
Shh, keep your voice down. They can hear us.
Who can?
Stairs.
Stairs?
Always waiting to strike.
I see. I find I'm very scared of bike shelters recently. There's no time to explain.
So here's the deal, mijo.
Simon.
100 years of diplomacy, and I remember every damn one.
Mr. President, it has been a great quid pro quo between our two nations. The United States gets to use Ireland for military, tax avoidance purposes, and also getting vegetables into elderly New Yorkers tracing their roots in Cork. And in return, Ireland gets a selfie with the TikTok Taoiseach and the President.
Oh, there goes my fibula. The stairs got me again.
No, it was just the crack of my camera on my phone.
Ah, you Irish and your crack. As Nat Finnegan used to say, may you be in Ireland a half hour before the divil knows you're drunk.
I don't think that's correct now.
Yates, I think it was. Is Yates here?
No.
Where are you, Yates?
He's not even...
Here, have you met the new Democrat candidate?
Oh, next time, I hope.
Calls himself Harris Walls.
Oh dear, I think we've gone beyond the 45 seconds they told me you're sentient every day.
Mr. Harris Walls is polling real good with Latinos, Latinas, Lattes. We're losing all the Karens to Trump.
Oh, the Karens are Finnegan's main base at home. Some of our best TDs are Karens.
Psst.
Oh, we're back whispering again.
Don't let the stairs hear you.
Okay.
What's this about Ireland throwing shade at Israel?
Well, can I just say this? If if anyone happens to be arming Israel, Mr. President, are you asleep? This is my chance. Then I think the United States should stop arming Israel now and cut the military funding.
What's that?
Nothing. I was just admiring the rug.
Malarkey. I don't wear a rug. That was the last guy.
Profile pic. And we're done here.
Give him a speeding ticket for supporting Arsenal.
All right, Gardy, wish to gee, settle down. A special briefing on the Russian infiltration of the Ruchtus Operation Agent Cobalt.
It's very exciting. We should get Aston Martins and a Union Jack parachute. What? 007.
The individual known as Cobalt is described as an adult male, prone to flattery and with a very large ego.
Just we'll never find him, so that's more than half the dollar.
Garda Intelligence has already identified the target.
And how did we do it, by the way? Did the lads invent a gobshite detector?
Settle. No, the spy was told by his Moscow contact to wear a wire in the lower chamber.
Oh, wow. What?
It came to a debate about slatted sheds with his beige-coloured fara slacks clearly being held up by a large electrical cable in place of a belt.
I can't believe it.
Connected to a recording apparatus on his person.
How could you tell?
There was a microphone in his pants.
Or else he was just happy to see you.
Now
This is serious business now.
Sure, what secrets would the Russians want to know about Ireland?
There are lots of clandestine things about this country that foreign interests would die to uncover.
That's right, like how do the happy pairs manage to look that pleased with themselves?
Where is Marty Morrissey's free Renault now?
Ooh. And how is Ivan Yates still a thing? Anyway, Gardner Geraldine, I believe you have been monitoring Cobalt's movements. Anything to report?
Hang on, I've written it on the back of my Burdock's receipt. Yesterday morning, 0800 hours. Breakfast, large breakfast. 1100 hours, second breakfast.
Nothing suspicious so far, to be fair.
1300 hours. On Nassau Street, he pretended to be on the phone and picked up speed when walking past volunteers collecting money for an orphan's charity.
Isn't that awful now?
I know, they're always looking for money for something.
1300 hours and 2 minutes. Very out of breath. I lost him shortly after that.
How?
There was a lovely scarf in the window of Kilkenny Desire. Yeah.
Right, well, keep up the stakeout.
Wasn't Cobalt ensnared by the Ruskies with a honey trap? We should track her down.
Yeah, put a squad together.
No, no, I'll be looking after the honey trap myself.
What?
I put out a false flag in the Kremlin cells operating here that I'm a vulnerable TD interested in defecting. Wow. So I'll be, I'll be booked into the Pat Rabbit suite in Buswell's. awaiting the honey trap. And for operational reasons, my mobile phone device will be off for the weekend.
That's us.
Now don't forget to keep an eye out for Cobalt's handlers. They should stand out from their Irish spies, because they still have all their own teeth and more than one eyebrow. Members dismissed.
Sure, Miriam doesn't even need a ladder.
All right, come on.
Fogra, phones into pouches now, please. Brustigy,
don't be upsetting the lads now, Norma Fogra, in terms of...
And the burner phones.
And a point of order, Tannister. When are we going to go? My posters have been semi-erect since the summer. I'm busting so much I could die. I don't know whether I'm coming or going.
Well, I'm amazed you still have the stamina, Willie, at your age.
At your age?
Same, I'm dying to get mine up the pole.
So I've heard, Dara. And I might be a class of a square, but I love a bit of smut.
Now that the party posters are raring to go, moving forward together is a nice ring to it.
That's because the DUP used the same slogan before.
Are you serious?
I am.
Also Theresa May as well. And I mean, we've nothing in common with those ham-faced unionists and Tories, except for most of the TDs outside of Dublin.
Stop that now, Minister Jack Shomra. I know what you're doing. Those posters were just a sort of a dry run, you know. It's standard practice to run off thousands and thousands of posters on expensive cardboard.
I hear someone's already designing our election press room.
Who said that? What? Who's been leaking? Who's been leaking, for frig's sake?
Point of order, Senator Timothy Dooley Thonishtep.
What is it, Timmy?
Nice but dim.
I wish to confirm to the parliamentary party that I am not, nor have I ever been, a Russian spy.
Anna, Timmy, Vladimir Putin wouldn't send you to a centre for a scratch card, like.
I just want to clarify that I am not Cobalt.
Sure, that's what a spy would say.
We'll take that back now.
Norma Fogra has my phone. Maybe she's the spy.
Bull Kildona, as punishment for that now, I'll go canvassing with you in Fingal East.
Ah, no, that's not fair, miss. I'll be run out because of your poxy pouches policy. James.
Tuck your shirt in now. Boss, I just want to say that this is a historic election for Fianna Fáil.
Is it? Because we're running on a genuine unionist slogan?
No, because the party finally says goodbye to the remains of the Devil Era and Haughey dynasties. Farewell drinks for Deputies O'Keefe and Haughey will be held in the swanky new security pavilion.
Ah, that's really fitting, because they blew £1 million on that tiny shed. Charlie would have been proud.
He would.
Brings a tear to me eye, just like the first time I tasted taco sauce on a pizza.
If you could all remember to bring the €2 next week, we can make sure they get a proper send off in batches of five at a time, because the security hut is limited in space.
Thank you, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. You know, there are a lot of things we've done before an election. I mean, the finance bill is to go through committee. We've no idea how long it might take to cover it in grease stains, accidentally leave it on a train, get it back from the train. The deputies have to vote by passing through the lobby. Somebody always gets snagged and has to be cut out of their Pamela Scott cardigan. Then an assistant secretary has to get past Michael D's dogs and listen to a few hours of him ranting about Israel before he signs the blessed thing. In terms of, it is hard to know if he can call an election this year at all.
Well, I
is he? Where is he? Where is he?
No! Restrain that Tipperary greyhound!
We are different Minty, Tarnishness. Step the election. Step it now.
Matty.
Let the dog see the rabbit. Let the mouse out of the house. Let the bull at the heifer. Will
you? Why are election metaphors always so smutty?
You're dementing the people. Have you no care for demented hills? The ballot boxes is blue. Blue from the lack of action. Tarnishness. Let the hound out of the pound. Let the hound
out of the pound. All right, come on. The meeting's over. Come on.
Yeah, Des here at Sport is here to talk about his brand new book, Obsessed, that he wrote himself, using only a laptop and a ghostwriter. Johnny Sexton, welcome.
Pleasure to be here, man.
Is it true that you think Ireland were the best team at the World Cup despite getting knocked out in the quarters, as usual?
Absolutely, I stand by that. We lost, but we won.
Yeah, just like the Six Nations this year.
Well, actually, the lads won, but they lost.
Right, look, men think about the Roman Empire in BC times, before coleslaw.
Right.
And the other thing they think about is the Gaa, and sometimes rugby. Is that why you decided to nearly write a book?
I just thought people would be very interested to learn about the life of a professional athlete and the enthralling tale of how he leads a disciplined existence and avoids all temptations.
Sorry. But about controversy, are there any wild, surprising things about you?
Yeah, I exclusively reveal that I go to mass more than most people would think.
Yeah, mass. Is there anything else in the book? Or?
I had a difficult relationship with my dad.
Another sportsman with big daddy issues. Did you consider calling it that instead? Could have been catchier than the classic one-word sports adjective.
The publisher and I settled on obsessed because it reflects my, you know, meticulous nature and hard-working attitude. There's actually a pretty wild anecdote about that in the book.
What else? I assume there's a chapter in here about your Maysads where you pretended to be really grumpy and colourless.
Unfortunately not. Though I do talk about my fierce rivalry with Ronan O'Gara.
Let me guess, you admire him, then you hate him, you say the F word, he says the F word, and then you become grudging friends.
Pretty much, yeah. It is quite the roller coaster.
Yeah, the ones for toddlers in a shopping centre beside the Jacks.
Yeah.
God, I really hope someone else is doing the audiobook.
What?
Right, stay there, Johnny. Ronan O'Gara's on the line.
Oh, right.
How's it going, Des? What's the crack?
Rog.
Have you recovered from Paris, you mad yo?
Oh, this is a crazy night. I lost my phone, I lost my trousers. The wife is still trying to decode things in the bank statement.
Haha, legend. Come here, I have another book out.
Ah, go away, you're a gas man.
Sorry, Des, I just haven't talked about my life after rugby yet.
What was that?
I've Johnny Sexton here, Rog.
That langer.
Right, retirement. What do you do now, Johnny?
I'm a commercial manager for a glass and metal company.
Here, for goodness sake.
Come here, remember my memoirs where I laughed off all the fake stories about me going balubas for the horses?
Oh, yeah.
The time I went in the late and talked about hopping up on the wife.
Oh, JD Mac. Rugby players used to be the crack, Rog.
I'll see myself out, will I, Des?
Whatever. What's this third book about?
It's called How to Sound Like You're From Cork, Even in French.
Oh, jeez.
Loads of filth in it as well.
Folks, it's 24 days till Election Day, and the Vice President is on a media blitz.
That's right. Kamala Harris is touring every two-bit podcast and talk show, but only ones where the hardest question is, Madam Veep, how do you slay so well?
But there was one tough assignment on 60 Minutes.
Let's take a look.
Madam Vice President, thank you for being here. First of all, how are you feeling?
Well, I grew up a middle-class kid. I was raised by a hardworking American mom.
Okay, we haven't started yet, so you can hold the batch phrases for now.
Opportunity economy. Sorry, I meant to say yes, of course.
You good?
All right, let's serve up some word salad with guns on top.
Vice President, how do you assess your administration's handling of the Middle East to date?
Oh, you just get right in there, don't you? Didn't your mama teach you should ask a vice president her favorite Thanksgiving appetizer before the geopolitics, right?
So back to Israel. Any thoughts?
You know, I've got a lot of thoughts. Many, many notions or concepts that are produced suddenly in my mind about this situation. For example, small businesses and how much I support them.
Many folks would say you're pretending to support ceasefire, but you're still sending arms and weapons to Mr. Netanyahu.
Right? I mean, you should just go ahead and call me Bomala. If I'm not careful, this will be my Vietnamala. Oh, next question.
There's a hard turn here. Mm-hmm. You told Oprah you own a firearm?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was truth or dare. We were having some Chardonnay, and she showed me her Megan interview in full. I own a Glock, and I wanted to use it so bad. Oh, inappropriate laughter.
Thank you, Megan.
Well, that was a nightmare. I mean, this gun stuff better win me votes in the hick states. How are the polls?
It's still 50-50, ma'am. We're not moving.
What the heck? Am I going to have to let Dick Cheney shoot me just to get 3 points in frickin' North Freckalina? What's with this country? Mm-hmm. Where the hell are we going?
Well, after your slip on The View when you couldn't think of anything you would do differently from President Biden, you got a chance to recover now on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Oh, good. He's good. He's good.
Yeah, he's a friend. He's going to be really friendly.
Nothing can go wrong.
This is going to be a pain.
Under a Harris administration, what would the major changes be and what would stay the same?
Stephen, that's a great question. And I really like to sit with it for a moment because it gets to the core of why I do what I do.
Right.
And all that doing is America. Mm. I think I love America. In fact, I would leave Doug just to sleep with America for one night. Huh. Then I'd leave it for small business owners and do it on a bed of guns until the frack of dawn. If that doesn't get me a point in Michigan, I'm going to put Dick Cheney in my cabinet as secretary for hunting. Now get me a beer.
Now it's time for the Liberal Ladies. Shifra, Aoife, and Orla are just three woke-arati gals doing it for themselves.
Hey, besties.
Hi.
Awesome, you gals. Pumpkin spice single shot coconut latte is my must-have.
I hope it's not from Starbucks.
Well, I'm
boycotting Starbucks because of their refusal to pay a living wage to their supply chain workers. Well, that, and because a number of the cows in a venti mocha.
And don't forget, coconut milk contributes to the rainforest dysmorphia or something.
Sorry, I meant almond.
Well, almond milk production has a devo high water usage.
I guess I can start drinking black coffee?
Oh my God, I would love that for you. I mean, it might stain your teeth, but yours were never white anyway, so you won't notice it as much.
Orla.
I feel attacked.
It's okay if it's done by a strong, independent woman, isn't it?
Ignore her, Shifra. Come on. Fill us in on your summer hauls.
Girls, it was a total vibe. And I met a guy.
Exciting.
I mean, if you think that attributing your best life to meeting a guy and losing your sense of independence and inner self-love is exciting, then I guess.
His name is Paolo. He's tall, dark and handsome.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I know you've been away, but girls don't just like tall, dark and handsome anymore. We are actually totes opening up the floor to other guys.
Yeah, there are so many other trends out there. I mean, men.
Like, I actually started seeing a short king this summer.
Oh, what's he like?
Well, I actually don't see height. It's more about his personality. He's chatty, kind.
Oh.
Look, he has big thighs.
My husband says he's a hot rodent man. You know, not conventionally handsome, kind of scruffy.
Sorry, that's just total cultural manipulationism or appropriation.
What you need, Shifra, is someone from the golden retriever boyfriend trend.
What kind of guy is that?
Supportive, loyal, easy to be around.
Why is that just a trend? Isn't that what all guys should be?
Oh, yeah.
However, you can't say all. We shouldn't be putting everyone in the same box.
You're not still using boxes, are you? 55% of cardboard used for boxes isn't recyclable.
I mean a metaphorical box.
So you're supporting Meta now? Harmful algorithms subjugating people with mental
girls,
health.
Girls, come on, no stress. Why don't we meet up IRL?
I'm in my 30s now. I need 6 months notice for a real life meetup.
I have kids, so...
That's a shame. Paolo is coming to visit next week and he's bringing his two handsome friends.
We'll be there.
Oh, but I thought you were beyond tall, dark and handsome.
Oh, well. Hot guys deserve a chance too.
Love that for us.
Yeah.
Yay.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Three, two, one. Applause.
Johnny's late night lock-in.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
What?
The show's over at 10:30, so this is the only lock-in that happens before closing time.
Oh, lad, I've only just copped that note. Do we need a new name or what?
A new name? What's wrong with Johnny?
No, jeez, you're some idiot. I meant the show's name.
Oh, stop. Oh. It's all part of the chaos that goes with broadcasting semi-live.
Semi.
But just don't put that on a bumper sticker.
No, but we've a great show lined up for yous all. Quizzes, challenges, and more gimmicks than you can shake a stick at.
And that's without mentioning the stick shaking challenge, new for this series.
Coming up in the second half, our shift in a ditch challenge,
where we sent Marty Morrissey to a local ditch to watch a couple have their first shift.
Oh, lad. How's everyone enjoying the lock-in? Are we having free pints or what?
Though, we have to say there was no alcohol consumed in the recording of this programme. They're the rules, you know.
Yeah, though there might have been some consumed in the day it got commissioned. What?
Good one. Here, between you and me, I hate the disclaimers.
I thought you loved them, lad.
What? What are you talking about?
Like, you're always singing, and I would walk 500 miles.
No, the lad, another semi-live clanger.
What? Anyway, on with the programme. Our first bit is called Una Healy on a pair of Heelys. And here she comes.
She's flying it. There she goes. Oh, careful.
There she goes.
Watch out for the apple green deli counter. Oh, no. That was a mighty smash. Thankfully, though, she was cushioned by about 78 delicious sausage rolls.
Yeah, from our friends in Apple Green, one of our many great sponsors.
Right, that didn't last as long as we hoped. How many games do we have left?
Well, we're kind of out. We spent all the budget on the fully operational deli counter.
Some lad left a measuring tape in the jacks. Can we use that for something?
Genius! Let's play Who is the Biggest Head?
Ah, deadly! Right, let's go. I'm coming in at 57 centimetres, a new personal best.
Oh, that's going to be hard to beat. Mine is coming in at 56. No,
Chappio, let's Chappio. Pints are on you, lad.
I think you'll find they're on RTE.
Non-alcoholic what? Pints, of course.
Ah, lad, I hate the Proclaimers.
Concerns with Hurricane Milton.
Biden's hurricane, it's a terrible thing, my darling Maleficent, a terrible thing.
So tragic. People may die.
Yeah, yeah, that too, but my beautiful properties are at risk. I own so many incredible properties down there.
Don't you mean we own lots of property there?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Not. Maybe you should go down there, walk right into the middle of it, show how brave you are.
No, I got AI to make it look like I did that for me now. I'm going to go to my rally, lash out at women. After all, it is Mother Nature that's doing it. Wow, women causing the hurricane. And it used to be the gays. Wow.
Well, I better pack bag. Evacuation orders.
But it's not coming to Mar-a-Lago, my sweet sugar boobalooba. You don't have to leave.
Can never be too sure.
Maybe it is, after all, like a hurricane here. Every time we make love, hubba hubba.
Yes, because of the blackout I insist upon.
Hurricane Milton. Stormy Milton. You know, maybe we should send the hurricane some hush money just to keep it quiet during the election. Just a thought. Only a very stable genius would think of that one. Unbelievable.
Maybe you give me the money and I can pass it on.
What's that?
And go live on a beach alone.
Oh, you know where there are good beaches? Great beaches. Gaza. Believe me, beautiful beaches. I should know. I've been there.
That is very insensitive.
Are you okay?
I've been practicing doing sensitive feelings in order to sell book.
Right.
We both know you have never been to Gaza.
No, I have been. I have. I've definitely been. I've been there in NFT form. It's incredible what you can do with these NFTs. I've been to Gaza. So many people say that.
Well, you never brought me back a gift.
Wrong lies. I got a gold-painted pyramid as a memento of my time in Gaza.
That's from Giza. And we all know you got Putin a gift during COVID.
Lies. Bob Woodward is a liar. He's the worst. I never gave Putin a COVID test. Maybe the nuclear codes, but never a COVID test. I mean, what good would that have done anyway? We all know only bleach and fried chicken that produces UV light in the gut can cure COVID. Period.
And I hear you and Vlad chit-chat on your phone all the time.
Do we? I don't know. I don't remember. I get confused. My mind goes blank when I see you. Your beauty, it takes over, Melissa.
Like my heart go blank when I see you.
Oh, I gotta take this. Do you mind leaving the room?
I'm leaving the state once my book sales is over.
Hey, dude! So do you have Ukraine yet? Or as you'll be calling it when I get back into office, Micraine.
There is no. Yeah. So come here, did you bring me back anything from Washington in terms of...
I certainly did not, Brothish. I was too busy. Do you like your new brand, by the way? It's a blend of Kothish and we're Coalition Bros now, so Brothish.
Well, you did bring something back. A row with journalists.
What?
You wouldn't let them into the Oval Office to shoot videos. Would you let one of your own lechicos do it?
Well, the hacks were being mean to my spad talks.
So your what?
My special advisors, who are really just there to make content about my videos online. Simon's spad talks.
Yeah, that's very demeaning work for advisors.
No. They love it. They're my biggest fans. I like to call them my Emily's for Harris.
It looks ridiculous introducing advisors to foreign diplomatic staff when they're actually transitioning your lads with camera phones and filters.
Well, it's very important work because I'm important. Where would I be without them workshopping such lines as "the violence has to stop in the Middle East"? I will campaign to replace the tit for tat with tick for tock.
Anyway, the planning bill passed while you were away.
So. Excellent work. Of course, the main goal of the new legislation
was to stop all the judicial reviews holding up the building of Cocoa Fund apartments because of snails and bats, because people in Monkstown are offended by any building that has more than one home stuck to another.
No, the whole idea of focusing constantly on backward planning laws was to have some sort of excuse for not building homes. Now we've updated them, what are we going to do?
Arafik, I hadn't thought of that.
No!
I forgot that a few months ago I was hoping the Shinners would form the next coalition and we could just laugh at them from the opposition benches as they inherit the whole disaster.
But now, of course, the Shinners are too busy kneecapping themselves every 5 minutes. It's the worst possible scenario. Despite every excuse we've made up for 13 years, we're eventually going to have to build some houses. Shit!
What if we just give all the contracts to BAM?
What?
That way we can blame them for decades.
Oh, that's good. People are very mad about the Children's Hospital. It could work. They're also mad about the Joker 2 movie. We could blame Lady Gaga's depressing turn for the lack of affordable homes.
Well, I don't know what that is, but I do know that our core voters are still furious, fuming that winning streak hasn't come back.
We could say, BAM, we're building a new wheel. Where's the wheel?
BAM's to blame.
Excellent work, bro. Tish, put it there.
The name is growing on me in terms of, though, of course, after the snap election you're going to call next week.
Well, it'll be a Snapchat election, but do go on.
You'll be the bro Tish by Christmas and I'll just be the Tish Tish.
No, my followers won't stand for that. Block, block, block.
I will.
TikTok would pull out of Ireland if their Tish is rotated out first time around.
Well, we'll see about that, little Tish.
What did you just call me?
Little Tish.
That's kind of cute, actually, yeah. The merch could be good.
Shagging election T-shirt. We're demented here.